I'm Betty Parrish Glover today. When I was hired on at Caverna Schools, I was Betty McKinney, and Ralph Dorsey hired me. At that time, the superintendent placed people where he wanted them to be, and he had called Bowling Green and said, we have a position, it's a librarian's position, and I'm looking for an African-American, of course, then he said Black. And do you have anyone? And my advisor was Dr. Sheely at WKU. We most certainly do. She will finish her bachelor's degree in August because I had to take a summer class to finish my degree. And she'll be ready to roll in August. And so I came up to Caverna for an interview. And I think I probably had the job before I left Cave City. Because by the time I got back to Bowling Green, of course, no cell phones and I was fresh out of college, and I don't even think I had a landline. I had given my parents' phone number because I didn't have a phone at my apartment. And when I stopped to see my mom, she said, "Oh, by the way, that interview you had, well, Mr. Dorsey's called and said he wants you to have the job, but he can't really officially give you the job until you finish your class." So I worked here at Caverna and finished my class and graduated in the summer graduation, came to all the workshops and everything, and began my career here at Caverna in 1977, and enjoyed it. It was the best start for my career that I could ever have. At the time, I was the first of African-American teacher that was hired since Professor Thomas had left to go to the Department of Education. And at the time, they hired myself and five other teachers that year. And it was the beginning of an interesting 7 years as Caverna went from not having any role models in the school to the community of Henrytown taking me in as part of their family and shoring me up and making sure that I was able to make it through. I've always said that the Caverna family and the Horace K family will always be a part of my life, and even to this day when I come to Horace Cave in Cave City and I see the families and the parents that supported me, it's like I'm coming home.